Cycle Update.
But the fact is, guys, Bitcoin is dead. I'm going to say that now. Bitcoin is dead. We will no longer be pursuing it. All of the tokens were stolen by Hussein and his Hussein's team. He says it wasn't him. He says it was his team. Good. They can do it. They can run it. The Treasury, whoever took it, they have that. There was like hardly, guys, you understand, every time the project would start to move, Tim Shedd would sell all the tokens, millions of dollars, and crush it.
CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. This is an unfortunate and frankly disgusting update. It's a disgusting update only because there may be people that listen to the show that bought into the hype of Ben Armstrong and the Ben V2 and the story, the sob story about being robbed, you know, has his company taken from him. And allegedly that happened. That's fine. But then he cheats on his wife with the Duchess of DeFi and then ends up with her and has no real remorse for what's happening of his wife. And I think he has a kid too. So people fell for the sob stories. The point, I purposely did not cover anything Ben Armstrong because he gets too much coverage on social media. I did a brief overview of some of the comments on that bromance, which apparently crapped out. I did a brief conversation about the pulse chain and the, you know, the parenting with Richard Hart, and that hadn't gone anywhere damn where. And then, you know, Bleaves had done some stuff and he was heavily talking about Ben and I didn't understand it myself. And I avoid it because my policy is if it gets too much hype on social media, I generally avoid it because they seem to all crap. Well, recently there was a major dump of the Ben V2 token. People were asking what was going on. That audio snippet I just played came from BitBoys Live 2 days ago. And it came out of random nowhere. He was talking for like 18 and a half minutes. And then out of the clear blue, he just says, Bitcoin is dead, guys. Just out of nowhere. And people are like, wait a minute. I had like thousands in there. I had 10 bucks. I had 50 bucks and rugged. And all the chat was, it was actually quite hysterical. But it's not funny to see people get their tokens took at the same time. Now, there's two different stories. And I don't know the real story. I don't have the answer. Someone on CoinMarketCap said that allegedly, somebody from the Hit Network, because this is what Ben said in the video, that allegedly somebody from Hit Network had a bunch of tokens and they sold out the project. And that's what Ben said. He said that somebody from Hit Network had bought a bunch of tokens and then they dumped out the project. Well, I find that interesting as a story. Bleaves did a live and somebody asked the question, well, what's going on with Ben? Because he said it's dead. Is there, because of the lawsuit, he's not talking about it. And Ben was actually filtering comments about it. He was blocking people on Twitter that would ask questions about it, which is very shady behavior, by the way. And Bleaves said that there was some developer of the Ben V2 token that had stolen over 400,000 in liquidity. So very close to the MMAI rug pull that happened way back yonder. I am not trying to rub it in anybody's face because, again, I don't want to see your tokens took. I am going to take a victory lap because I said anytime a token gets hype on social media, it craps. I've been proven right more than I've been proven wrong. They all do it. And in this case, I couldn't understand what it was, the attraction about this. I knew they were doing something, but I didn't see the attraction. You got a guy who shows up at somebody else's guy's house, strapped with a gun and his side piece in the truck, gets arrested, but is on alternate video doing like a child, knocking and running away on the camera. Cheats on his wife, first admits, okay, yeah, I had an affair, we're trying to work to get our stuff back together, does a video with his wife on this business, and then admits, no, I'm with Cassie and I'm leaving the wife and alleged kid. And I am mystified at the attraction. And I'm not talking the Cassie attraction, I'm talking in general, the people that follow him, because he has a lot of followers. I'm mystified at it. I'm mystified at what it is that is so attractive about the guy. Setting aside whatever happened with the BitBoy crypto brand and the company and all that garbage, because I don't think that matters here. What matters is that people were attracted to something about the guy to where they listened to him enough to buy into a token that otherwise didn't do anything. He talked about making it do stuff. He talked about the whole ATM stuff and he talked about learning and education. Every token does the same damn thing though. Satama did the same damn thing. So is it possible, tenfold though I might be, is it possible that the Satama devs getting pulled up on the lam and Manny the Hitman, aka Manny the Rug Puller, out on bail, got Ben a little bit sketchy and nervous? Is it possible that Ben was just cutting his losses before they became a bigger problem? Is it possible that somebody in the government gave him a heads up warning that somebody's going to come after him if he continued down this path? Is it possible that what I said which is the way that the government and the SEC considered the Saitama case and going against the devs, the fact that all of the projects do the same thing might create a bit of a pattern for the ones they're going to go after. Is it possible that Ben Armstrong was just smart enough to get the hell out of Dodge before all the smoke came his direction? I can't say for sure. I am sharing the message that money's dropped. The token's still out there. You can still buy and sell it. There's still people buying it, but a lot of liquidity was dumped out of the project. It's down now less than 500,000 in market cap. So if you are in it, thought about being in it, wanted to be in it, planned to be in it, considered being in it, this is your fair warning. This is what happened. And as with every other project that has gone through this type of situation, the allegation made is that some of the developers, not him, dumped off the project. I can't say what did or didn't happen. I will say at the end of it, every freaking token that gets hype on social media is doomed to fail. And I've yet to be proven wrong on this business. Give my credit.